Hello again and welcome back to the Hick Chick Chat here on PrecisionPays.com. I'm your host, Leah Guffey, and you know, whether it's a green tractor or combine or a red tractor or a blue one or even a silver combine that tickles your fancy, you're always looking for the latest of your line or your company to come out with for the following year. Every year we find out the latest and greatest in technology, and during the National Association of Farm Broadcasting annual meeting, just a couple weeks ago in Kansas City, our friends from Case IH were there. I learned a lot about what's coming up, but what I found most intriguing was the fact that some of the information in the technology that they're using is based on things they started back in 1978. Rob Zeminichek is with Case IH, and he's in charge of the crop production equipment. He's going to tell us a little bit about some of the things they have coming up when it goes time to start planting for 2014. And I've caught up with Rob at the Trade Talk of the 2013 National Association of Farm Broadcasting annual meeting and convention. This is always a big deal, because you guys get to come in and talk to us about all of the things that you have going on. And Case IH has a lot of planting and tillage equipment that's great for our farmers now as they get a little more precise in their planting.
Well, that's exactly right. Our field operations, they're not farm chores. These are precisely well-thought-out, well-planned strategic practices to tease out every bushel possible using, you know, the elite genetics that are available in the marketplace today.
Now, what are folks going to find if they're looking at some new equipment that you guys have that's going to make their life a lot less fatiguing?
Well, from a productivity standpoint, let's talk about the Ecolo-Tiger 875. We just introduced it at the Farm Progress Show earlier this fall, and it's the eighth generation of the market-leading mulch ripper today, all the way back since 1978. We feature now an all-new hydraulic system, which raises and lowers and helps manage the double-edged rolling reel on the back to ensure that conditions are level and that we can manage our way through wet spots and other field anomalies.
Well, I'm not going to really try and tell my age here, but I'm going to have to. In 78, my dad was probably using that if he got anything new on the farm, as I was just an infant. So I'm pretty sure that I was around a lot of that equipment back in the day. So, I mean, 35 years later, you guys are still using a lot of the same types of equipment, but making it even better.
That's right. It had to evolve, Leah, because, you know, it wasn't that long ago, say in the mid-90s, 25, 28,000 plants would have been considered a very respectable stand in many fields in Illinois, for example. Today, it's 34,000, up to 40,000 in some places. So to handle all those additional plants and crop residue that comes with it, we had to change our tools. They needed more clearance, more crop throughput, and then level out the back so that seed bed would be closer to a ready condition come springtime.
And now some of the newer equipment, you know, you're making it a lot more comfortable too for folks, aren't you?
Well, that's right. You know, the tractors in the field and really the user of, say, the planter now, you can monitor the performance of every row in the cab with our new 5 Series Early Riser planter, because we have AccuStat seed software to manage the sensors that are placed on every row. So from the cab, if any row unit starts to act up, misbehave, or be outside of its statistically acceptable performance, you're alerted, and you can inspect it or scout, stop, check it, or make adjustments as needed.
Those end rows get a little smaller every year, though, too, don't they?
Well, we're trying to use every corner of every field, as you can imagine. So, yes, we're trying to, for example, not double plant. We have sectional shutoff. Every row now is electronically clutched. So when we intercept a waterway or a field boundary line that's not perpendicular, we clutch those off so that every plant has its own balanced set of resources to achieve a full year.
And your growers are probably pretty excited about all of this.
Yeah, you put it together in a nice package and then follow up with a quality harvest. It sets this table for an outstanding yield potential.
Well, that crop production equipment does need something to pull it, right? So we're going to look at the new tractors that are coming. Ryan Schaefer says it's the biggest rollout that Case has ever had. He is so excited to tell us all about the new tractors coming up in 2014.
As manager of high horsepower tractor marketing, I've got possibly one of the most exciting jobs in the company this year. As looking back in time all the way to the Case and International Harvester merger of the mid-80s, 2014 will be one of our largest product launches of all time and will be the biggest product rollout for Case IH tractors that we've ever had, bringing nearly the 25 new products to market in 2014.
All right, well, let's talk about them.
Okay. The Case IH tractors, really, as we look forward in time, are continuing to be built upon our core principles of agronomic design, efficient power, and integrated precision farming technology. So we look at efficient power, and that's a term we kind of introduced the industry to here 3 years ago when we launched the most previous generation of Magnum and Steiger tractors to comply with the first stage of EPA Tier 4 emission standards. January 1st, 2014 marks an important date in the industry. That's the date that all manufacturers of high horsepower equipment have to comply with the final stage of EPA Tier 4 emission standards, which essentially mandates an 85% reduction in NOx gases in the exhaust note of the machine. Now, what that is, NOx is nitrous oxide. It's the leading cause of greenhouse gases and acid rain. But the way we're controlling that is through a technology known as SCR, selective catalytic reduction. It's purely an after-treatment system. It's treating exhaust downstream from the turbocharger, allowing the engine to do what it was created to do, and that's create horsepower and create torque, the things that get the work done. Emissions control, well, good, while creating a better environment for us to farm in the future, unfortunately doesn't get a whole lot of work done on the farm. So we're treating our exhaust downstream, delivering a product to the customers that not only meets the stringent EPA standards, but also does so while providing the customer the highest horsepower machine that we've ever produced and the most efficient machines that we've ever produced.
Well, that probably wasn't an easy feat either. So let's go through it. I mean, 2014 is going to be a big year, and there's not one tractor fits all.
No, there certainly isn't one tractor fits all, and that's why we feature this efficient power technology in all of our machines over 100 horsepower. The Maxim, Puma, Magnum, Steiger, Quadtrac, and Rotrac lines all feature this efficient power technology. But these machines are also developed to suit specific applications and a wide variety of applications. And take, for example, the Rotrac tractor. We just launched it in 2013. We're already bringing the next the Tier 4 final generation out here in 2014. And that machine was created with the row crop farmer in mind, but a wide variety of row crop farmers in mind, because you introduce belt options, belt width options on that tractor that we've never had on a track machine before, track space width options to suit a wide variety of cropping applications.
Well, and the cropping applications is kind of, you know, the heart of it all. You can harvest what you plant.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And these machines, I mentioned agronomic design. They're designed with farm profitability in mind. Farm profitability doesn't necessarily come from tractors. It simply put, farm profitability comes from a combination of yield and price based on whatever your crop is. And we like to develop machines that help farmers capitalize on their inputs, help them capitalize on their land base, to help them maximize their potential for return on investment year in and year out. Essentially giving them the opportunity to maximize their yields through machines that help them create a better growing environment for their plants on their farm, whatever that crop may be.
Aside from all the horsepower, aside from everything else, we've got to make it a little more comfortable in there, because, you know, I used to ride on the back bench and my, you know, dad couldn't open the window because there wasn't any air conditioning. We've come a long way since I was a little girl.
So you've ridden in an 86 series tractor. It feels like that's where we all got our start, was on the bench behind the seat, banging our head against the rear windshield all day. I was one and the same, and that beat red tractors into me. Fortunately, we don't have to go back there. Kids today have a heck of a comfortable instructor seat, but more importantly, the operators have a phenomenally comfortable operator environment, helping them manage the long hours, helping them or giving them a tractor that creates less fatigue day in and day out, allowing you to get more done in a day. As we look towards the future, we're integrating more precision technology into these cabs, but we're also integrating more mechanical technology. When we look at our Magnum and Steiger tractors, we offer cab suspension systems. The suspended cab is actually standard on our quad track and road track machines. So that's literally offering an operator environment that's more comfortable to drive down the road than your car is.
Does it get any better than that?
It's going to have to. If we want to get more out of operators, if we want to get more out of our day every day, it's going to have to get better than that. But as of right now, no.
Of course, after you've planted, you have to harvest. And once harvest is complete in 2013, as it's just rolled out of the fields, they're starting to get a lot of feedback on the 2013 combines. And Nate Weinkopf is the North American Combine and Header Marketing Manager. While he says it's the tail end of harvest as they're getting some of that information, they're also looking ahead to 2014.
We launched an all-new Axial Flow Common Cab here in for this harvest season, and we're starting to get the feedback on that from these guys right now. And one of the key things is that we've put more what I'll call fingertip controls. Operators are able to make those adjustments as they go through the field, through the AFS Pro 700 display or our multifunction handle. And that is the key thing that we're hearing back from our customers, that they really appreciate that. They're able to make adjustments as they go through the field much easier. Obviously, that's doing a better job for them, putting more grain in the grain tank.
Well, and let's talk about it, too. I mean, it's been kind of a long harvest, so there's been some fatigue issues. I'm sure every harvest is long. There's never been a short one. So let's talk about, you know, creature comforts to make things better.
Sure. No, that's a good point. You know, with the new cab, I mean, from the seat, having a leather heated seat, cooled seat in that cab, to the portable refrigerator to keep your drinks and sandwiches so you can keep going, to something as simple as we call them the Harley pegs. But it's basically a peg that comes off the steering column just to be able to give your foot a little bit of a rest, a break, get it up off the floor. Customers have really, really appreciated that. We got plugins for iPads, iPods, Bluetooth radios, all those different things to make sure that if you want to be talking on the phone or doing things tied in with the AFS Auto Guidance AccuGuide system, it is truly a mobile office, I'll tell you that, Leah.
Well, you know, that's one of the things that makes things great and makes things a lot easier for the guys out in the fields. But let's, you know, talk about your heads. You've got some changes you've made there as well.
Right, exactly. Well, we want to put more grain in the grain tank. It starts with the combine, but we got to have a header on it too. So we've made an investment in our Burlington, Iowa facility, over $60 million worth of investment from an R&D standpoint, as well as bringing up the assembly line to the latest technology. And so with that, we've been able to consolidate three or four of our header lineups into that facility. We've introduced the all-new 3100 series draper head, model configurations 25 all the way up to 45 to meet any customer demand, as well as the 4400 series corn head, which is, again, a corn head that is allowing for these higher-yielding crops, the higher-yielding corn crops. We're seeing 250, 300 bushel yields. The stalks aren't what they were when I was growing up as a kid. These things are tree trunk size now. So being able to pick cleaner, harvest faster are some of the things that we've gone back and heard from our customers, and that's what's delivering it. Because we mentioned earlier, because of the later season, they're still harvesting, we were able to get some more of these heads out this fall, and they've been running very, very well. So we're excited as we move into 2014.
Well, I was just going to say the calendar is going to turn here in not very long, if you can believe that. So we've got to look ahead to planning, which, you know, we've already discussed the tractors and how that's going to work. But what about the 2014 combines? You guys, I know you're already there.
Exactly, Leah. You know, the key for that is two words: efficient power from Case IH, and with our SCR technology engines, one of our series of combines will be having to meet the emissions Tier 4 final. Which, again, we are strictly still 100% SCR, utilizing the diesel exhaust fluid. We don't have to have any regeneration, no diesel particulate filter, a DPF filter, what they call it. Still built upon what our customers are used to from a very simple system that generates power, and that's what we're looking for. So we're going to finalize that here for 2014, as well as a few other enhancements from a capacity and cleaning standpoint on our Axial Flow Series combines. But we're already out selling for 2014, and looking forward to another successful year.
Something I just wanted to touch on, because I know my dad pointed it out when we were at the Farm Progress Show. Y'all put lights inside, so it's a lot easier to work, and you don't have to hang your own anymore.
Exactly. lighting, we call it farming in HID, right? But, no, I mean, there never seems to be enough lights. But, yeah, whether it's inside the cab, you know, outside of the cab, pointing down at the header. But like I said, that office truly is the mobile office. And we paid attention to, like, you know, obviously if you're going to plug in your iPad, all right, you want to have a outlet, power outlet right there. You don't have to go behind the seat, underneath the seat, around this thing. So we paid attention to where we put those power type outlets and things like that to make it convenient for our operators to be able to continue to stay powered up and stay connected, let's say that.
And when they're, you know, not powered up and they've unfortunately had a breakage, there's even lighting underneath.
Exactly. From a serviceability standpoint, because we know, right, we don't farm from 8 o'clock. We don't have a 9-to-5 job, right? These guys are running 24-7, depending on the time of the season and when they're getting behind a little bit maybe. But so we want to make sure we take care of our customers and keep them safe out there.
That's this edition of the Hick Chick Chat. Don't forget to join me on the conversation on Twitter at @the_HickChick. You can also catch me on Facebook. Thanks so much for listening. We'll chat again next week.